just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia has been on all our minds since late last night, and we have an update for you this morning from News Nation's Chuck Williams in Columbus, Georgia. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Bob. How are you? I'm actually in Atlanta. I spent the night up here. I'm at the Westin. I've got a 46-floor view of the Atlanta skyline today, so that's not a bad way to wake up.
Does the company know you you got an executive suite?
No, don't tell them. Please don't.
Okay. We're hearing now that it's all over. Is it official? What's the latest vote count?
Right now... The Warnock left floor race has been called. People are calling Reverend Warnock senator-elect. He is right now looking at, you know, enough of a vote. He's a percentage point ahead of her with, you know, 95% of the vote in, 98% actually. And then Ossoff is up 16,000 votes. He basically did a victory speech about 45 minutes ago. Having covered John a lot, I interviewed John three times yesterday. I interviewed him at 6:30 in the morning on a Zoom call. I did a press gaggle at a voting precinct with at about 10:30, and then we got a one-on-one with John 5 hours before the polls closed out in front of his house, and he. I'm going back. It was one of the most interesting interviews I've ever done because I've interviewed him a bunch over the last 12 months. He was confident. He was relaxed. It was almost like he knew, I think I'm fixing to win this thing. I mean, and I walked away going, he thinks he's going to win this. Hmm. He really, really thinks he's going to win this. And we'll know later today, but it's not official yet. That one's still out, but it sure looks like Ossoff's going to be a senator-elect before the next couple of days
are over. Are you hearing anything yet about possible recounts?
In Georgia, there's a 0.5% rule. 0.5% triggers a recount. If the margin of victory is less than 0.5%, it triggers a recount. Right now, it looks like Warnock is well over that. Ossoff right now is at 0.4%. There's still votes to come in out of Fulton and DeKalb counties. But, you know, but there's also some they call it the overseas absentee, and they got till Friday noon to get those in. And essentially, that's the military ballot. And in Columbus, that's a big deal because of Fort Benning, obviously. And, you know, but those ballots did not swing heavily Republican in November. So, you know, so if you're looking at that as maybe something that could turn around, that's probably unlikely.
Well, it's going to be very interesting going forward now with the Democrats in control of the Senate, and we'll see how things are even affected today with what is going to be going on in the nation's capital. Chuck Williams, News Nation, will let you order your room service caviar breakfast now, Chuck.
Bob, you're going to get me fired. Okay, man, be safe.
Thanks for the update.